getting ready for the dreaded NPTE? How about winning a fully loaded NPTE home study bundle from ptfinalexam.com? Here's how to win. Follow us on Twitter at ptpinecast or enter online at ptpinecast.com. This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Welcome to the next episode of the PT Pinecast. Some of the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Today, we're doing something a little groundbreaking, a little bit different. Usually talking to PTs and PT professionals. Today, we're talking to someone from the other side of the coin who's looking to come to our side of the coin. Garrett Mendez, a former patient of physical therapy and now working towards becoming a PTA. Garrett, welcome to the PT Pinecast.
Thank you.
So welcome to the show. We got to get in touch with you through one of the guys who's already been on our show, PT John DeNoyles, who was working at Sacred Heart University. And he was doing his residency in orthopedics, and that's where he came across you as a patient.
Yeah, I met John. John's a great guy. I had the pleasure of working with John for about a year while he was specializing in the orthopedic PT section.
You want to explain to everybody how you came into working with John at Sacred Heart University? What happened? What brought you to physical therapy?
Well, 10 years ago, I had a brainstem stroke. During a hockey game, one game I slid headfirst in the boards. I got up, finished playing the game, my neck hurt. Went home, started vomiting. Right side of my face was numb. My vision was a little blurry, but I figured bad flu. Didn't think anything of it. Next morning, my mother came to see how I was doing, and I was totally unresponsive to her. Couldn't do anything. Ended up in the ICU at the hospital here in Bridgeport. I was in the ICU for about 3 weeks. I was on a ventilator, off a ventilator. I was locked in. I could not move, see, speak, or swallow. Was then transferred to Gaylord Hospital up in Wallingford, Connecticut. Still locked in. Couldn't move, do anything. With the help of physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy, I began to break this locked-in syndrome. Was in Gaylord for about 2 months, went home, continuing to do various outpatient therapy over the next 5 or 6 years very intensely. When it's time to get a job, my old PT, Janine Hatch at Sacred Heart, put me up for this PT aid position. I started working there. I was working there for about a year. And then it was time to get new residents in, and that's where I met John and his wife.
So that's your story kind of in broad context. So you had the brainstem stroke from hitting the boards in a hockey game. The next morning you wake up and you're unresponsive, but cognitively you were there. You were awake. You just couldn't move. So describe what that's like, because I want people to get a taste of what it's like to be the patient so we know how to provide the best possible care. So what was it like that morning and going forward as you went through your care, Garrett?
I really thought that I was in a bad dream, being locked in. I thought it was a big joke. And I wake up. I didn't realize the situation I was in until I got to Gaylord Hospital and they told me what had happened. Once I was told what happened, I was determined to really get back to my life as it was before, because I wasn't going to die like this. I didn't want to be like this anymore. I just had that drive and determination from hockey to really just put my head down and do what I had to do. And also my family and friends around me supporting me, encouraging me to do this or that really gave me the strength to get through the hard times. Therapy, I just took it on as any sport, which I've played my whole life. I've played hockey since I've been 3 years old. Physical therapy, I look forward to doing, because I would just treat that like a practice. Like, I would just give it my all.
I like that approach. I like what you're saying there. You kind of approached physical therapy as a sport, really with the goal of getting better, because, like you said, you didn't want to end up like that. I think that's a cool way to approach it. What are some of the things you liked about therapy? Because at this point, you're still unresponsive, right? I mean, you had did you have control of the eye muscles?
My right eye was frozen over, so all I could do was blink my eyes for yes and for no, which you see in the movies, but it really doesn't work the way that it looks like it should work. It's very difficult to communicate this or that with just blinking your eyes.
So it doesn't work like it does in the movies. How does it work? How frustrating was it for you to let people know? Just simple things.
It's a very frustrating guy. My arm is bent up here at my hand, at my mouth. And I just wanted someone to move it down for me. I couldn't communicate that. Just having to deal with that frustration of not being able to say, I want a simple glass of water, or I need to use the bathroom. It was terrible. It was very frustrating. And that made me burst out in tears sometimes because of that frustration I would have.
I could imagine that would be terribly frustrating. All you want to do is let somebody know, I'm in pain, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, something simple, and those words aren't coming. You know people are around, but you just can't get that, you can't get that word out. What were some things that made it better? What were some things that made it easier through your course of therapy, whether it be speech or OT or PT, things that you looked forward to?
Speech, I look forward to eating. Definitely eating, drinking water. I've been interviewed on various TV shows and newspapers, and they say, what's the biggest thing I missed about life? And I say, food and water. Because it's such a simple thing when it's gone for your life. It's amazing. And now I eat everything in sight. Also, speech had a word board, so they had the whole alphabet, and they had simple terms like bathroom or hungry or thirsty. And when I was able to gain some control with the left side through occupational therapy, I wanted to be able to spell out the word or point to how I was feeling, which made it easier, but was still very difficult at times. If I didn't know how to spell the word correctly, or if I was tired and just wanted to be left alone.
Now, what was the timeline like from when you had the incident at the hockey game to when you woke up to when you were able to begin to come out of that locked-in syndrome state?
Okay, well, I hit my boards when I was up at college in Western New England, Massachusetts. Went home for Thanksgiving for the break. It took about a week, because what happened was the vertebral artery in the back of my neck, it tore, it's a minuscule tear. Usually it repairs, but this time it did not. It took a week for the blood to saturate the surrounding tissue, which threw a clot on both sides of the brainstem. So I was impacted bilaterally at first. Some reason my left side came back right away. No one knows why, but my right side is still affected. I can do gross motor, but the fine motor really isn't there. I would say I was locked in for about almost 2 months like that, not knowing what I was going to do, not knowing when I was going to be able to communicate with anyone, or if I was ever going to get better, or what was happening, really.
What are some things that the physical therapist did with you that you liked, that you kind of got you motivated? Like you said, you treated it like a sport, like a practice.
Definitely the developmental sequencing, being able to like crawl before you can walk. So just getting up on the mat, sitting up there, having to maintain stability with the core muscles, my abdominal cavity, just being able to beginning to walk with a walker, with a platform walker, just knowing the potential was there to improve upon this and know that I was going to get better. It was all up to me to keep doing this. And then I also did pool therapy, and just being able to go in the pool and walk and do exercises with the freedom, but still having the support of the water around me, really showed me that I can do this, there is hope, keep going, it's going to be a long road, just do what you have to do.
I like how positive you're sounding now. You're approaching it kind of like an athlete looking to get back in mid-season form. Were you that positive when you were in the bed?
At times, yes, and at times, no. Like everybody else, I have my bad days. Some days you don't think that you're going to be able to improve upon this. You just want to give up, but you have people around you that uplift you and give you support to keep on going. I just couldn't, My thought is, I've come this far. Why stop now? Keep going.
Are there any people you want to say thank you to individually? You had mentioned one of the PTs that you had worked with, but some of the people, I'm pretty sure you probably got kind of close to them because they were with you every single day through your recovery.
There are so many people. First and foremost, my family, my mother, my father, my sister. We're great. They were all. They still are. They're great caregivers through everything. You guys, PTs are awesome. I mean, the reason why I'm here is because PTs. That's why I tell everyone at my job. If you have to be in that position where you need rehab, Gaylord Hospital is the best possible place to be whatsoever, if you have to be. My friends are amazing. They're all still around. They support me, encourage me to do things. Where I work now, Sacred Heart. I did therapy there with a therapist named Janine Hatch. She's very good. Everyone there is awesome. They all teach. They're all on new things, up and coming, so they're always trying cutting edge different stuff. They've been great, helping me transition from not working into the work world, and now it's given me a direction where I want to pursue PT assistant in the future, and I'm on that path now.
That's fantastic. So was it your experience with PT and OT and speech in this situation that made you want to be a PTA?
Yeah, being the physical therapy environment, that's where I feel the most comfortable. And I feel like I have something to give back to therapists. They give me my life back. I can never repay that for whatever my whole life is. So I'm going to try the best I can. And being a PTA, I'm able to work with patients under the supervision of the PTs there, and that's really shown me that people are accepting that I can do this, that I can work with patients. I have something that is very rare, that I have a patient's review for therapy, and that gives people hope. And I know what it's like to be the one sitting there on the table doing exercises, and how hard and frustrating it can be to go through the recovery process.
Yeah, that's one thing that jumped down to John, who set us up to talk. And as soon as he said, "Hey, I know you interview PTs, but I've got this guy, and I think you should talk to him. I think you should hear his story." And he got halfway through the sentence, and I already said, "I don't care what the end of the sentence is. The answer is yes. I definitely want to hear this guy's story." I don't know how long the most experienced clinicians can work, but you're right. You do have something that, as no matter how long you work in PT, unless you're in those shoes, you don't fully understand that experience. So I think that's amazing that you had this happen to you and that you're going to be able to give an opportunity to really look at it from a patient's perspective, no matter what patients you see.
Mm-hmm.
How long until PTA classes start? What's your schedule like, man?
I just started, let me just give you credit. I just started anatomy, physiology. We just learned the bones of the face today. Wow, there's a lot of bones. 206 bones.
206, correct. You already got that one right.
Oh, man, amazing. I did pass my first test, the first practical. I had to be on those, so that's given me to be able to see that I can do this. It's just involving a lot of studying every night.
Am I right in reading that it's your birthday?
Yes, tomorrow actually is my birthday. I'll be 29 years old.
And what are we doing to celebrate the big day, man?
My girlfriend, who is taking her occupational therapy boards next week, is coming out for the day. I have like probably 10 friends coming over for dinner. It's going to be a good time. We're having a lot of fun.
Hold on a second. Your girlfriend is going to be an OT?
Yeah, she's going to be an OT. She was in grad school at Sacred Heart. She was a patient. That's how I met her. And once she stopped being a patient, that's when we started going out on dates. And what I do at Sacred Heart is I go to the PT classes. And I give new up-and-coming PTs a chance to learn from me and learn on me a different how tone feels, how different spasticity reacts, how it feels. What drop foot looks like. And her roommates were PTs, and they talked about me to her. And then I met her, and we talked all through when she was a patient. And then afterwards, that's when I started talking to her more and more. I asked her on a date, and it's been about 7 months now.
Congrats, man. That sounds cool.
Thank you.
You guys are, you're all therapied up over there.
Yeah, we really are.
I'll be honest. I mean, you can check out Garrett's story on his website. He outlines what happened at GarrettMendez.com. I don't know, man. This sounds a little bit like a movie. I would secure the film. I would secure the film rights, mate. You don't want to miss out on
it. I will say, but my mother is writing a book. She's written a book for the past, it's been 10 years now, for the past 8 years she's written a book. No, I have not even read this book yet. Only a few select have, and she's still currently working on the book.
Well, I'll tell you this. As a current PT student, hearing that you go back and you teach up-and-coming PT students right now, you giving them that insight, that hands-on feel what tone is like, to see what drop foot is like, to be able to hear your story face-to-face or over a podcast, I'll tell you, that's invaluable. It's a great thing that you're doing. You can't put a price on that. That's invaluable. So for you to give back like that already before you're even a PTA, that's great.
Yeah, you can read about stuff till you're blue in the face, but you gotta do it. That's the way I learned.
Dead on, 100%.
I'm trying to get anatomy, physiology, I'm reading about all this stuff, but I don't learn until I see it.
I could not agree with that more. That is dead on.
Yeah.
You've got the book that your mom's writing, school. You're also doing some public speaking.
Yes, I've done public speaking the past 5 or 8 years. I'm doing it to help raise stroke awareness, because Stroke is very common. It's happening more and more young individuals, because sports, people are getting bigger, faster, stronger. And concussions are not taken as protocol as the way they should be. And the resulting, kids are having injuries to the brain from that. My mother and I tried to speak to sports teams about certain head injuries, but it is very difficult. Some of them don't want to hear or see the possibility, which I understand, but I'm there to help educate others if they want to hear more.
That's just another example of you doing good for the profession, and not even just the profession, doing good for other athletes and other young people. That's great. Plus, it's not easy, right? Public speaking is probably one of the things that people fear most.
Well, before my stroke, I never would have sat down in a room and spoken to anyone, like crowds like this. And now I speak to crowds of 500 people or 300 kids at like a middle school for a grade for an hour. So I just have gotten over the fear of that. Just, what I do is just look at it as like, I have a sport to face, a challenge to face through this. And it seemed to work.
Well, you got a story to tell, and I hope a lot of people listen to it and pay attention, because I think the message is a good one.
Thank you.
So what else is on the horizon? You got your birthday and PTA school. When do you expect to be done if all the schedules and classes work out?
What I do is I take one class per semester, as advised by a neuropsych done. Again, cognitively, never heard it affected. It's really my endurance that I'm still working on that is difficult. AMP, hopefully I will get through, then take AMP 2. Then I have a math to take, and then I'll transfer to where the PTA school was and apply to it then. So maybe in about 2 years, I'll apply to PTA school if all goes the way it's planned out.
I'm looking forward to seeing what else you're going to be doing. You got the book that you're going to be in. You're telling your story to anybody that'll hear it. That's pretty amazing, man. That's good for you.
Yeah, I was in a book. I was also in a book written by a neurologist, Dr. McCann. He's out of Boston. What he did was write a book on stories about people overcoming obstacles. And about this one particular story called Brain Gate, where the paraplegic, they implanted sensors in his head so he would think about doing stuff and it would happen, like turning a light on or moving a mouse on a computer and it would happen. And one of the chapters is about me and about my story, how I overcame the whole stroke recovery situation.
That's amazing. You're not going to be in one book. You're already in one book, and you got the other one written by your mom coming out.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, Garrett, if you had any parting shots that you wanted to tell to PT students and practicing PTs right now, what's a thing you'd want them to know if they were approaching a patient and they were going to work with someone who had a condition similar to yours? What's something we should keep in our mind?
Biggest thing I've talked to PT students about what makes a good PT, what therapy is really like from a patient's point of view. And I never sugarcoat anything to them. And I think it's very important. So biggest thing I think is staying up on new technology. I don't want to ask a therapist about a new device and have them say, well, I don't know. Biggest thing I can say is to stay educated and always up on new cutting edge technology and different ways of treatment.
That's some good advice right there. We've always got new research approaches, new technologies, like you mentioned. How can we be good physical therapists if we're not staying on the cutting edge and giving our patients every opportunity to get better? No matter how small or big the gains, we got to be advocates for our patients. I think that's a great piece of advice, Garrett.
Thank you.
That's perfect. All right, this will not, mark my words, this will not be the last time that we have you on this show. I look forward to talking to you again in the future and seeing where your story is taking you down the road. And I wish you the best of luck with A&P. John DeNoyles, who set us up to talk, he's a great, smart dude. If you need any help, talk to him. He's way smarter than me.
Oh, John's very smart. I had a lot of fun working with John.
Garrett, I appreciate you you taking your time to talk to us. If you want to hear more about Garrett, you can read about it and check out some videos. He demonstrates a lot of parts of his life. It's GarrettMendez.com. Garrett, it was really, really cool hearing your story, and I mean it. I don't want this to be the last time we talk.
No, yes, we'll definitely talk again, yes.
Appreciate it, man. Well, hey, enjoy that birthday and have a hell of a lot of fun, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, man. Thanks for being on the PT Podcast.
Bye.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they? The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.